Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 9:45, quarter till 10. Legislative session has to end on June. Jeremy Alford, editor-publisher of La Politics, joins us now, our friend. June 8th, right?
That's right. That's right. It's just a couple of days away.
And what is happening as the session matriculates? Oh, have a sip of espresso. Every time I say that, we have to take a shot of espresso. So
I just had my third, and I literally just threw it in the trash can.
Well, too bad. It's too bad. You should have had another shot, as we say, espresso. Again, you got to have another shot. Tell me what's going on in the session, seriously.
So today is probably one of the biggest days of the entire session. The entire session has come down to what are lawmakers going to do on the budget and how much money are they going to let the state spend this year and next year. And both of those issues are coming to a head. As we're speaking right now, Tommy, the House Appropriations Committee is meeting. This is the budget committee for the House. And it looks like to me that we now have an answer to the question of whether the state is going to raise a spending cap. The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. The question now is going to be by how much. It looks like appropriations, maybe within the hour, Tommy, is going to approve a resolution that would allow for that additional spending. But it has been amended downward, meaning that the House is willing to exceed the spending cap, but not by as much money as the Senate and Governor John Bel Edwards wanted. So this is what we're looking at now.
$2.2 billion is what they wanted, right?
That's right. That's right. And we're looking at about $650 million less right now. That's what the House wants. $650 million less. That would be $250 million in excess cash spent this year instead of $500 million, and $1.4 billion in the next fiscal year instead of $1.8 billion. But you know, don't bank on those numbers because we still got a ways to go. The House had an opening position on the budget. The Senate has countered. The House has now answered that counter, and we're going to see a few more twists and turns in this. You know, even if we see passage of these measures, they're very likely going to end up in a process called conference committee. And that's where measures that have disagreements between the House and Senate, they go to get hammered out with a handful of representatives from both chambers before there's a final round of votes again.
Do they know what they're going to spend it on, Jeremy?
It looks like the same priorities that we've been discussing this entire time. It looks like teacher pay is something that looks fairly safe right now. That's been discussed a lot. There's still some lingering questions about how
they're going to raise it.
As in that it looks like they're going to increase teacher pay, okay. and it very well may be to the levels that the governor and the Senate wanted. We're going to have to wait and see. You got to remember that all of this is in flux and that they're literally just at the tail end of negotiations, but not quite finished.
And the clock's ticking.
Clock's ticking. It's all going to come down on Thursday. So that there are some lingering questions about early childhood education, how much money would go there. But, you know, to increase the spending cap is something that a lot of folks want to see. The Ports Association voted Thursday night to support increasing the spending cap. Our state's mayors and parish presidents have already voted to support it. Higher education boosters would like to see it too, because that it would address some deferred maintenance projects at our colleges and universities. And of course, the governor and the Senate want to see this apply to roads, bridges, coastal restoration work. And really the big issue on both sides it involves debt payments. How much should we spend of this additional excess cash, unexpected cash, on paying down unfunded accrued liability? The House wants to spend a little bit more than the Senate, and it looks like that's kind of the direction this deal is headed, is that there's going to be some more cash put towards debt payments, which I think everyone agrees is not a terrible thing.
Anything else on the session before we move on?
No, just a lot of moving pieces, and these next few days are going to be important.
Yeah, you could be busy. I hope you got some espresso. You're going to need it. Let's talk about governor's race. I was watching the Sunday morning shows yesterday. Maybe the first time I saw the PAC ad against Stephen Wagasback, or has that been running?
Yeah. There is a new PAC ad that takes Stephen Waggus back to task. And look, this is a PAC on PAC war right now, because it's a direct response to another super PAC ad that was launched against Jeff Landry, our attorney general, questioning him on crime. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're going to be a major candidate for office and you don't want to throw elbows yourself, it's good to have a well-funded multi-million-dollar super PAC structure who'll do it for you. You know, you got one PAC throwing jabs at Waggus back on behalf of Landry and one throwing jabs at Landry on behalf of Waggus back. But legally, these PACs and candidates and campaigns cannot coordinate. They're all kind of autonomous entities.
Yeah. Does that always work out that way, Jeremy? I know you. I know you're a journalist, and you deal. You don't deal in speculation. You deal in what can be proved and what can't be proved. But
no, it doesn't always happen that way. And sometimes candidates and campaigns try to coordinate with PACs, and these are high profile cases, Tommy. People have went to prison mm-hmm. over coordination. So it doesn't always happen that way, no.
Okay. So what's going on with John Schroeder? I see a tweet here that from Hughes back on May 10th saying he's got enough campaign money for expenses and moving forward, every dollar will go 100% to additional advertising. Where does he stand with financing for his campaign and the other gubernatorial candidates as well?
Well, like you, I saw one of his spots over the weekend. It was two 15-second spots that were broken up in the same kind of flight.
Right.
And, you know, he says he has enough money for basic operations, and that certainly is a lot of cash that he wants to put it all towards media. So we'll just have to wait and see. You know, when you're looking at someone like a Jeff Landry, who continues to raise record-breaking amounts of money throughout his entire kind of operation, not just his own finance account. And you got Stephen Waggus back, who looks like he may be gaining a little bit of momentum, and at least he's like in the conversation about this race, seemingly more so than Schroeder. So I think a lot of folks are eager to see kind of what Schroeder's next move is going to be now that he's made this announcement that all of his money is going to go into media. Is it going to be a new commercial? Is it going to be a new media buy? Maybe something else? If it's silence, I doubt that's going to impress the donor class.
I can't believe Jason Williams is going to run for DA. If he's floating that, he wants something. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, of course, Tyler Bridges and I co-wrote a book called Long Shot during the last open mm-hmm. race for governor, which featured Jason Williams as a candidate talking about running for governor, but he ended up not running, and I think that's kind of the case here. I think this was more of an exercise of Jason Williams letting the state know that he does not intend to support Jeff Landry for governor, and that he was unimpressed by Jeff Landry's spot that is targeted not only New Orleans, but local law enforcement officials in other parts of the state as well.
So what does it say about Sean Wilson and Jason Williams?
Well, you know, I think if Jason Williams is not going to support Jeff Landry, it seems like he would want to support the Democrat. But I think Jason Williams acted pretty quickly when word started to spread about him thinking about the governor's race. He acted pretty quickly to clarify that. And I'm sure Sean Wilson appreciated that.
If there is one thing of which I am certain, it is that Jason Williams is not running for governor. You?
It certainly sounds that way.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Take care.
You bet. Jeremy Alfred Edard, publisher of La Politics. Quick break, then we come back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.